You know, while you're in there clearing your head and heart of bad feelings, do a quick check for the ones you bring on yourself. Think about the stuff you do that seems like fun while you're doing it, but leaves you feeling a little lousy. Then make an effort to stop doing it. Try to filter out the poison. For me, that poison comes in all kinds of forms, including those shows that celebrate other people's wealth. Hey, it's another fabulous home that you'll never have, and here's a $500,000 sports car. I used to be hooked on one in particular called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Being neither, I felt like a failure every time I watched the British host with a silly voice raise his glass of champagne aboard some yacht on the French Riviera. Once I stopped watching, I felt better. Gossip is a major form of poison that makes the people who do it feel unhappy eventually. It's fun to dish the dirt or to know a secret about somebody else, but the problem is that the stuff passed around is almost always negative. Gossip is meant to tear someone else down, not great for one's karma, you know? But all it really does is make the person spreading it look bad and feel bad. The urge to gossip comes from our own insecurities. We think that if we trash someone else, people won't look too closely at us. It doesn't work. Picture the people you know that gossip the most. What do you really think of those people? Aren't you a little guarded around them, afraid that they'll turn on you? Is that how you want to be thought of? I know how hard it is to avoid gossip. I still fail at it pretty regularly. But what isn't so hard is to tone it down. To make a decision not to take part in really hurtful stuff, and to shut down the people who spread it. There's nothing like a quick, "I feel funny talking about her behind her back," to stop gossip in its tracks, and to serve warning on the person spreading it that you're a bigger, more secure person than they are. This is all hard work. Getting organized, choosing friends wisely, trusting karma to handle the people who've hurt you, and filtering out the bad feelings you bring on yourself each require a lot of effort. Here's something that will make all of those things easier. Open your mind. Accept that you don't know everything, and that some of the things you do think you know are wrong. That's one of those abilities we lose pretty early in life, and it's a shame, because someone who can keep an open mind can accomplish a lot more and be loads happier than someone who believes that opinions are supposed to be carved in stone and defended unto death. Which would describe me from age 12 to, well, more recently than I care to admit. Trust me when I say I spent a long, long time being a close-minded bonehead. When you're a little kid, you change your mind about stuff all the time, and it doesn't bother you. Maybe you think the stove looks like a cool thing to climb on, and then one day you get up there and your hand gets a little crispy when you find one of the burners is still hot. So you decide you were wrong about that stove. That's called learning. You don't know something, you learn, and you change the way you think. Somewhere along the line, though, it starts to feel embarrassing to admit that you don't know something or are wrong about something, so you become stubborn. You dig in when you should let go. Suddenly, 98% of the fights you have with your friends happen because one or both of you are too stubborn to own up to being wrong, usually about something trivial. The good news is that by being open-minded and admitting your error when you find out you're the one who's wrong, you can avoid half of those fights. And you can make even better friends. Most of us gravitate toward people who are open-minded and honest. Folks whose minds are flexible are easier to talk to. They don't make the people around them feel so defensive, and basically, they just seem happier. That's because it takes a secure person to be open-minded. It takes a self-confident person. As I said a little while ago, self-confidence is really important if you aim to be happy. So is spreading the wealth. Be the cause of happiness in others. I don't mean that you always have to do what other people want or spend your life catering to the whims of your family and friends. I mean that you should make a real effort to be kind to the folks around you. Be polite. When people do things for you, however small, thank them sincerely. When you spot an opportunity to help, grab it. Maybe you see a woman with a baby stroller up the street, struggling to open a shop door. Run ahead and do it for her. Smile when you hold the door. That won't be hard, because doing small kindnesses tend to make you feel great. Do things for people with no expectation that they'll ever be able to return the favor. This is wonderful for your karma. To be happy, spread happiness. The best way to do that is to try to be the friend you'd most like to have. Listen, really listen, to the people in your life. Look them in the eye when they speak. So often we just want to feel like someone is hearing us. Be that person for others. Be that true friend. And for yourself, be the very best friend in the world. Take care of your whole self. When we talked about beauty, I mentioned that you need to get a good balance in your diet to be healthy and strong. Well, happiness works the same way. To be happy, you need to make sure you're feeding your mind, your body, and your spirit.